This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing the Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Gimel. We're middle of Siv Dalet. Welcome, everybody. Excuse me, we're middle of Siv Hey. We're middle of Siv Dalet. The Mechaber said, it is good to blacken the tefillin through a Jew Lishman. It's good to. Says Rama, the Dievet is kosher. If a Eina Yehudi colored blacken the Arhabatim, but Ritzuais even B'dievet Arpasal. Now, the way the Mishnah Berurah explained that is B'dievet, according to Mechaber, it's kosher even Al Yedei Eina Yehudi, because he holds that the Batim don't need Lishman, and even the Ritzuais don't need Lishman. And the Rama disagrees, and he holds Ritzuais, where the blackening is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, the blackening has to be Lishman, and Mamela Al Yedei Eina Yehudi, who doesn't do Lishma, it's Pasal. We're up to Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Dalet. But Ritzuais, the Rama holds, that if it was blackened, Shaloi Lishma are Pasal. Kasav HaMagen Avram. Dim Chazar Yisrael V'Hishchiran Lishman Kasher. Magen Avram has a big chiddush that if, let's say, after the goy blackens them, the Jew goes ahead and blackens them, it's going to be kosher. The heavy rail is there. The Magen Avram brings a proof to this. V'hami primagadim v'sharei achroinim yisigo arayasai. Primagadim and other achroinim challenge the rail. V'nishru b'din zeh v'tzarchiyan. V'nosan ha-primagadim l'zeh etza acheres. The primagadim gives a different etza. How's that? Sheyashcher b'tzad ha-sheni shel ritzuas l'shman. You should blacken the other side of the ritzuas l'shman. Da'av she'hushcharu m'shnei tzadim, even though it's blackened on both sides, kasher k'mavur b'siv gimel. We said in Siv Gimel that if you blacken on the other side, it's good. Let's review what we learned in Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel, it said the ritzuais needs to be black on the outside. Mitzad prim, you could do it whatever color you want. And then what you do is v'yehafech atzad she'hushcharu l'shman l'mala. Then you flip it around. Now that's not going to be so pasha, because we learned that the tzad chalak, the smooth part by the hair of the animal, is supposed to be blackened. But I guess b'di'avad this is an etzah. V'chol zehu im ein loy ritzuais acheros. This is all if you don't have other ritzuais. Chumash shebiyarnu bebir halacha, as we explain in the bir halacha. Okay. Let's see, Sifhei. Im nifsika haritsua. What if the strap snaps? Okay, that was on yesterday's picture, but you can imagine you're wearing the tefillin shel yad, and the strap snaps. Yesh matin litbar mitzad pnim. Some allow you to sew it on the interior. Let's see what this means. Let's see if I could bring this up here. A little dark today, but so here, nifsika haritsua yesh matim litzpar mitzad pnim. Mitzad pnim would mean you're gonna sew it on the inside in a way where it's not recognizable on the outside. Even if this is within the shear that encircles the head. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chaf Hei, Yesh Matirim. Afilu b'toich hashir shemakif haroish v'hakibayras. Even if you're going to sew it within the shear that encircles the head and the bicep. Lispar, you're going to sew it davka tefira, davka to sew it. Aval kishira b'toch shir hanal. But to make a knot, what would that mean? Let's say you're gonna tie it like you see over here. Instead of sewing, you're gonna tie. L'kuliyama pasul min ha-Torah. D'chsev ukshartam v'dorsh chazal kesher tam. It has to be a complete knot. The strap that you tie the tefillin with, tehetama ushlema, has to be whole and full, but like sure, not knotted. The kesher, the ritzua, has to be complete without knots in it. Gam hatviru hu davka begidin. The sewing has to be davka with sinews, v'loy b'chute, not with threads. Kasa b'tshuvas dvar Shmuel im nifzika ha-mavarta mutar l'tayfra. The dvar Shmuel says if the mavarta snaps, you could sew it back. Now, the Mechaber brought a yesh matir in litbar mitzad penim, on the interior. Why? So that it's not recognizable on the outside at all. Certainly, if the place of the stitching is in the Mavarta, it will be okay. Now here, let's see an example what this means. If you see, you can probably see very faintly. But over here, it got snapped, and you want to stitch it, and then you snug it back into the mavarta, so it's completely covered. Now, to me, that's mashma, even if it snaps on the outside, and you're going to stitch it on the outside. But the reason why normally you can stitch on the outside is because then it's recognizable on the outside. But if you're sticking it in the mavarta, then it's not recognizable on the outside, then you'd be allowed to stitch it even on the outside. In other words, there are two sides of ritzua. This is the outer side. The lighter side color is the inner. So normally you're not to stitch it on the outside because it's recognizable to the looker. But if it's going to be snug into the mavarta, then it would be okay. That's what it seems like. Okay, let's continue in the mechaber. V'yeshoimrim. Some say, Masha makif mimena harosh, that which encircles the head, uv'shalyad, kidei shetakif hazroya, or the shalyad in order to encircle the arm, likshar hatfila im hazroya, to tie the tefillah onto the arm, ukadesha timtach, and in order for it to reach ad etzba emsas, until the middle finger, v'yichruch mena aloysa etzba gimel krichos, and wrap it around that finger three wrappings, v'yikshar, and to tie it, ein lahem takana, there's no way to fix. In other words, within, here, let's see, now, there is a dea, in other words, that from that part which wraps around your head, namely this part of the ritzuis that wrap around your head, or what's wrapping around your bicep and what's going to extend to the middle finger and then to wrap it around three times, there's no way to fix those straps. Ein lahem takana, loy bikshira, you can't tie it. You can't sew it. The chol yisrein ha'orech, and the rest of the wrapping, shehu, bishvil shakarech haritzua kama pamim savazroya, is in order to be able to wrap it many times around the arm. Uvishal roish, or on the head, mashatoli mimenu, was hanging, ein hatfir vakshir poislamba. Then sewing and tying does not passel. In other words, this daya is more machlok. The first day it holds, you're allowed to sew on the inside. The second day it says, no, not what goes around your head, not what goes around the bicep and stretches to the middle finger and what's needed to tie at least three times, but anything in excess of that, you could fix. Uvashas hatchak yesh lismach al hamatirim, v'shas hatchak, you could rely on those who are lenient, kidei shalei zvata mimitzvah tefillin, in order not to be mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin. We'll do a little bit more. Edzba. This goes until the middle finger. Ratzulaymer shetimtach haratzua. That is, the ratzua stretches. The way we evaluate that is the ratzua is going to stretch without doing any wrappings around the arm. Beloy krichas. Zeo shir orich haratzua shalyad. That's the shear of the ratzua shalyad. V'chanal b'simen chavzayin sevches. V'hatam deheiko b'shal roish. Ayin b'darkei moshe. The reason why he's makel in the shel roish, meaning why are we makel in the shel roish? L'chayra, it's not enough the sheer of ritzuis is not enough just to go around your head. You do need some ritzuis hanging down, at least somewhat. So for that, you have to look in the Darkei Moshe, why we're willing to be lenient for the shel rosh. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Thanks for joining. We'll see you tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem, same time. Kol tov. Have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.